Today on the Trent Out Loud podcast. Like, suppose this guy is gay, right? Suppose he's homosexual and it's not attractive for him to see two women kissing. What up? It's your boy Trent Out Loud and I'm back with another episode. All right, you guys, it is Wednesday morning. It is hump day. It's almost one of my favorite days in the week because that means we are on our way to the weekend. Let's get it going. All right, I got one lead story for you guys today. We're talking about Megan Thee Stallion being sued for sexual harassment. Just to repeat, she is being sued. She's not suing somebody. And then we got two quick stories. Tupac's brother has made a comment about the Drake and Kendrick beef. And then Caitlin Clark has a big announcement. Then we're going to jump into speed news. We got Kanye, Suge Knight, Charlamagne Tha God, Ryan Garcia, Brittany Griner, Rick Ross, and YouTube is actually 19 years old, was 19 years old yesterday. We're going to gonna play you the first video off of YouTube. Then I got two questions of the days. They're really good. They're really funny. And of course, we're going to close out with some sports news. Y'all know what time it is. Turn your TVs, radios, or devices up. I'm about to start this show. Let's go. Megan Thee Stallion's former bodyguard accused her of harassment in a new lawsuit. Alleges he was body shamed and witnessed Megan being intimate while they rode in an SUV together. All right, this is loaded. Let me read to you guys the story so you guys get more context. All right, Megan Thee Stallion's former photographer is making shocking allegations against her in a new lawsuit. Photographer Emil Garcia filed a harassment lawsuit on Tuesday, alleging that he experienced severe pervasive harassment while he worked for Megan from 2019 to 2023. According to MSNBC, the lawsuit recalls an incident where Garcia was traveling with Megan on a trip to Spain in 2022. Garcia alleged that while they were riding in an SUV at the end of the night, Megan began having sexual intercourse with a woman right beside him. He says, "I felt uncomfortable, I was kind of frozen, and I was shocked at kind of just the overall audacity to do this right beside me," Garcia told NBC News. The lawsuit alleges the day after the SUV incident, Megan told Garcia, "Don't ever discuss what you saw." He also alleges Megan had made several comments about his body, allegedly calling him a fat B word and telling him to spit his food out. Garcia alleged that he was treated differently after they returned from the trip, in that Megan allegedly changed his pay structure from a monthly flat rate to a per diem pay system in which he was paid per assignment. Shortly after, Garcia claims he was scheduled for a job in June, and the night before, Roc Nation allegedly notified him that his services will no longer be required by Megan. Wow. They said the Shade Room has reached out to representative from Megan. There haven't been any comments. But I think when they reached out, there was no comments at that time because I do have a statement from her lawyer. All right, Megan Thee Stallion's attorney releases a statement after former photographer accused her of sexual harassment. Megan Thee Stallion's attorney, Alex Shapiro, has shot down harassment claims made by Megan's former bodyguard, Emilio Garcia. He says Garcia's claims were made to embarrass Megan and that they will deal with this issue in court. I think that's it. A statement from Megan's attorney, his official statement. "This is an employment claim for money with no sexual harassment claim filed and with salacious accusations to attempt to embarrass her. We will deal with this in court." Of course, that's what lawyers are going to do. They're also going to come and say, no, this is not true. This is literally just breaking news. Normally, I have a take on things, but things are just very, very new. This is very fresh. Everybody in the comment section, I shouldn't say everybody, but the people who are mad at Megan for allegedly snitching on Tory Lanez is like, yeah, this is what she gets. She deserves. How does it feel now? Blah, 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 blah. Then there's also people who are on her side and saying that I don't believe this. This is not true. This guy is just like what her lawyer is saying. And then there's people that are saying that this guy for sure is literally lying because how can a man be, how can a man file a harassment suit if two girls are in a car, you know, kissing or having whatever they're doing? Okay. The one thing I will say about that, is that, like, suppose this guy is gay, right? Suppose he's homosexual and it's not attractive for him to see two women kissing. For me as a heterosexual man, for sure, if I see two women kissing, I may like that. I may like that, or may not like that, depending on what I'm into, right? Just playing devil's advocate. Not talking about me specifically, but I'm saying any heterosexual man. But I think what people are forgetting is that maybe he is not into that, not into that sort of stuff, or maybe he's homosexual and that's the reason why he's filing that. Because if it were, let's say, a guy and there was two other guys kissing, then if somebody went to court and was like, listen, I was working and I saw two guys kissing and it, whatever, I feel like I was forced into this, I feel harassed, whatever, everybody would be like, oh my gosh, yes, and be on his side. So everybody just calm down. The news of this just broke. Let's hear some more proof. Let's see if there's any evidence. Let's see if there's like some pictures or text messages or something that's going on before we draw conclusions. But as you all know, your boy got you. As soon as there are more developments in the case, I will let you know. All right, this brings us to quick news. Ring my bell. Tupac's brother, Mopreme Shakur, shares his thoughts on using AI in music. It's like bringing out a tank or even going in with a nuclear option. Battle should be one-on-one. While speaking to TMZ TV, Mopreme said that while he enjoys hearing his brother's voice, he didn't feel it was appropriate in a rap battle. He also shares he feels rap battles should stay between two rappers involved. So I'm not going to say I fully agree with him because I really liked the track and I really liked how the two verses that were rapped by Tupac and Snoop Dogg were written by Drake. And it wasn't like Tupac was going at Kendrick and dissing Kendrick, right? It was more like, yo, Kendrick, like, you know, what are you waiting for? You're the West Coast savior. I mean, there was a couple of little hints like, oh, they're saying that somebody out there who's 5'5", that must be you. I mean, there was little subtle things, but it wasn't like the Tupac voice was like totally going out and, you know, violating Kendrick. And the Snoop voice too, the Snoop AI voice, that's why Snoop wasn't mad. But on the flip side, I see where he's coming from, and I like that too, where it's like, yo, if you guys are battling, and it's not so much like, oh, you use my brother's voice, like how people are like, oh, you know, it's rude to use a voice of a dead person without his permission, blah, blah, blah. It's more like, I like what Mopreme is saying, that it's like, yo, you guys are battling, it should just be you and him head to head. At the end of the day, although that it is, I guess, well, actually not technically, I know it might sound like another person, but it is technically one person because Drake wrote both Snoop Dogg and Tupac's verse. So it's not like he had another person going at Kendrick. It's still his words. It's still technically his delivery just in a Tupac voice. So let's say Drake was able to like mimic Tupac's voice, like how like these comedian impersonations are, then, you know, if he was like, yo, imagine Tupac said this, then would be okay. So whew, I know it's a little bit complicated, but yeah, so that's Tupac's brother's thoughts on it. And yeah, and that's all I have to say. I'm done with that. All right. In our second quick story, Caitlin Clark is reportedly ready to sign a Nike deal valued at $28 million over the next 8 years. The story reads as the Indiana Fever's newest addition, Caitlin Clark, is getting ready to get her bag. The number one overall draft pick in the WNBA will continue her association with Nike by reportedly signing a $28 million contract per multiple reports. The contract will span 8 years and includes a signature shoe. The WSJ and Athletic HQ reports the pending deal cites unnamed people familiar with the negotiations between the sports giant and Clark's agent. Other companies wanted the star, and reports state Clark reportedly received offers of $16 million over 4 years from Under Armour, as well as $6 million for 4 years from Adidas, both including a signature shoe. Clark's new deal with Nike would be the richest sponsorship contract for a woman's basketball player in history. So shout out to Caitlin Clark. Y'all know that I've been always supporting the WNBA. Well, not so much the WNBA, but women's basketball. And I've followed all the college March Madness between Caitlin Clark and Camila Cardoza and Angel Reese. So happy to report this. And shout out to Caitlin Clark. She's getting her money. What was Adidas thinking, though, offering her $6 million? Are you guys crazy? Under Armour at $16 million. I personally, hold on, let me do some quick math. Hold on. $16 million over 4 years, $28 over 8 years. Hey, that's actually less. Under Armour actually offered her a little bit more now that I do quick math, because 16 and 16 is 32. And she only got 28, so she would have gotten $4 million more. But it's only a four-year deal, so there's no guarantee after the 4 years if you get the multiple. So she actually technically gets more money with Nike, but over a longer period of time. I actually thought she would have gotten a little bit more than that, but I think from my 15 years experience at Nike, basketball shoes are not selling like how they used to. It's not like the Jordan days or even like the early LeBron days, KD days, Kobe days. People would buy, you know, basketball shoes for style, for fashion, right? They had lifestyle versions or whatever. And basketball shoes are not really selling like that at all. Ironically, that's actually how I started Exclusivity, was in Montreal. There's a Nike rep and they were like, yeah, we want to develop Nike basketball. And the All-Star and the Foamposite 2012 for all my sneakerheads out there. So yeah, Nike basketball is not what it was. So it's actually, now that I think about it, actually pretty impressive, because, you know, and also too, it's in the women's section too, right? She's going to be selling women's shoes. So I don't know how much sales and they're going to get back, but this is really just a marketing campaign for Nike. And Nike is a marketing company that sells shoes. So that's why this makes sense. So shout out to Caitlin Clark. What I said in the comment section though is, what's up with Angel Reese? What's up with Camila Cardoza? There's another girl, I forgot her name. I want to see like the top five women, you know, get a deal and not just only focus on Caitlin Clark. So y'all wake me up when those other girls get offers. All right, this brings us to speed news. Ring my bell. All right. Kanye West says that everybody is very excited for the elimination of Drake. And by the way, when he says everybody, he means Future, Metro, and everybody else that's dissing Drake. This was my bad. I actually forgot to put this in yesterday's show when I was going through Kanye's The Download podcast that he was on with Justin LaBoy. And I was actually listening to The Breakfast Club this morning. Sorry, yesterday. And they played this clip and I was like, oh, damn, I forgot to put it in. So for those of you who want my take on and the review on the full podcast, I have it in episode 233. But I will just talk about this one very quickly. Let me play the clip quickly and then I'll get back to you. Here it is.
You know, everybody is very, very excited about the elimination of Drake. Not excited, we was energized.
So, okay, I can't play the whole clip, but Justin LaBoy asked me, like, hey, how did the remix come along? And he's like, yo, Future called me, Metro called me, we got people in, blah, blah, blah. And then we got really excited for the elimination of Drake. And then he says, oh, not excited. Well, we were energized. I think that he knows that he messed that up a little bit. And that was a little slip to not make it seem that, yo, their whole focus is to come at Drake. And that's really what it is. But nobody has ever come out and admitted it. Like, yeah, we all want to gang up, right? They just want to make it seem as if like, oh, he's been dissing me, so I want to diss him. No, they all collectively came together, got excited and be like, yo, let's eliminate Drake. So it's not that they all have specific beefs or necessarily that Drake did anything to them. I'm sure maybe they have their own little disputes here and there, but it's really about, yo, this guy is the top dog. He's getting all the money. He's getting all the spins. Let's do it. Let all that stuff. Yo, let's eliminate this dude. So that's proof. That's why I wanted to make sure that I put it in today's podcast. I also have a clip and a couple of more stories about something that Charlamagne said about this clip, but I have a couple of more stories and then we'll get to it. All right. In our second speed story, Suge Knight calls out Drake for using AI to mimic Tupac's voice in his tailor-made freestyle to diss Kendrick Lamar. Here's a little clip.
Drake, my little homie Pop, putting him on a song with him dissing Kendrick of anybody entertainment, they'd I go. And never a good look. West Coast, real game of all colors, all races. Don't wake those lions up.
Don't wake the lion. This is the West Coast. And for those of you who can't see it, there's a map of L.A. And with the red and blue and show where the Crips and Bloods are. I'll be honest with you. When I heard Drake putting Tupac and Snoop Dogg on it, I did think that. I'm like, this might kind of irritate some street beef in the West Coast. But because Snoop was on there, I feel like he kind of got the okay from Snoop. That's what I think. I have no clue about that. But I would think that he probably gave Snoop a heads up. Snoop is very connected out in LA. Things will run through Snoop, and Snoop could give him the street okay. So, I don't think that there's really anything that was going to come of it. I mean, Suge's in jail. How really connected is Suge right now? Anyways, there is a possibility of some West Coast beef that Drake could be inheriting because of putting Snoop and Tupac on the remix. We'll see what happens. All right, in our third speed story, like I was telling you in the first segment, Charlamagne says that Kanye is the leader of the Legion of Lame for hating on Drake. Take a listen. Well, before I play it, this is Charlamagne's comment after Jess Hilarious played the same clip that I just played for you like 2 or 3 minutes ago about Kanye saying they're all excited for the elimination of Drake. This is what Charlamagne had to say.
Kanye West is the leader of the Legion of Lame. Like, what type of man sits around and says we are all energized by the elimination of another man? And that's why I don't even want Kendrick to respond no more. Because on like that, he clowned Drake and Cole for clicking up. Don't you be a part of the Legion of Lame.
See? Yo, like, I don't know, man. For Char to be calling out Kendrick and being like, yo, I don't even want you to reply anymore. Like, and that's why when I heard Kanye getting into this, I was like, are you guys serious, man? Like, it just seems like overly corny, like overly done. I have a story coming up where Rick Ross just shot a video for Champagne Moments. It's like, it's not even like fun anymore. You know what I mean? Like, as from a hip hop point of view, like, it was supposed to be two of the top MCs battling out for the number one spot. But now, like, I agree with Char. It's just like, it's corny. It's lame. Like, Rick, and I loved Rick Ross's song, but putting a video to it and then Kanye is getting in there and finding out now, like, it's not just, oh my gosh, you know, Kendrick wants to, you know, come at Drake and battle for the number one spot. That's what was so dope about it. But it's like all of these guys coming to take him out because they're making more money and everyone's getting together. I agree with Charmin. It's losing a little bit of its luster. You know what I mean? I've been literally talking about it like every day, and every day I've been hype about it. And today is the first day that I'm just like, ugh, like I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't know. I hope somebody does something to kind of pick my spirits back up. Part of it too is that Kendrick just hasn't said anything, and it's kind of just like, kind of just been 9 days or 10 days, and Drake's not even in his stories. But really, it's really just like Kanye and Rick Ross and all these other people just getting into it, and it's kind of just dragging it out, and it's not making it hip hop. It's not making it cool anymore. Like, the intention was for Kendrick and Drake to have a battle. It wasn't supposed to be street beef. It wasn't supposed to be anything like this, but whatever. I definitely agree with Charlamagne. I think Kanye has helped to ruin it. I want to know what you guys think. Do you guys think it's starting to get corny now? Do you think that everybody getting on Drake and everybody doing all of these things and talking on these podcasts and doing all of this, do you feel it's kind of diluted the beef? Or are you still excited about it? Let me know. Trent Out Loud at CFQR600. Sorry. Trent Out Loud at CFQR600.com or underneath this YouTube channel or on any of my social platforms. Let me know. All right. In our fourth speed story, Ryan Garcia calls out Gervonta Davis for a rematch. Whenever that B word, want it again, let's run it. And then there was like a picture of Ryan last year against Tank. And now this year against Haney. I'll put it up on my YouTube page for those of you who want to see it at Trent Out Loud. You could see the big weight difference, like his weight to go down to fight Tank. He looked like he was like almost sick. And then against Haney, he looked sick in the sense of like, he looked so skinny. I don't know. I think he went down to like 35 or something to make weight. And then this match, he looks a lot more healthy and a lot more aggressive. And obviously in the fight too, he just looked a lot stronger and healthier. So he's like, yo, forget about the weight. Obviously he doesn't care about the weight because he was overweight in this fight. He doesn't care about the belt. He just wants that money and he wants the notoriety, which I get. But do y'all think that he should fight Tank? Or do you think actually Tank should give him a rematch? Would you guys want to see that? Let me know. I'm here for it. All right, in our fifth speed story, Brittany Griner tearfully recalls her experience in Russian jail. I just didn't think I could get through it. Do you have a story? No, I have a little clip. Well, here it is. In a new sit down with Brittany Griner, she gets emotional while speaking about her experience by being detailed in jail. All right, it's the same as the headline. Anyways, listen to the video.
How did you not know that you had cartridges in your luggage? What do you say to the skeptics? You've just been told you're going to be 9 years, one of the worst prisons in Russia. There were times that you felt like, let me just end it.
Yeah, just I didn't think I could get through what I needed to get through.
Well, I guess we'll have to watch to find out, like, what do you say to the skeptics? I wanted to hear, but I guess we'll have to, that's why they put out the clips. They want you to tune in to find out. But I don't know, like, didn't she already talk about this? Like, this feels like a little old to me. Like, she got released last year. I feel like we've had this interview already, but I don't know. For those of you who are following the story, I just want to let you guys know that she is in a sit-down interview. I can't remember who this is. It's Robin on ABC News. I don't know when it's premiering, but I definitely know there was a lot of people who were definitely invested in this story. So for those of you who want to look into it, look out for it on ABC. All right, in our sixth speed story, Rick Ross drops a video for his Drake diss champagne moments. I already told you guys about this. Like, it's so bad, man. I'll play a little clip of it. I always tell you guys, of course, I can't play the same, the whole thing, but here's a little clip.
50 mil for the crib, where you want me to stay. Let you get on my songs. It was good for your face.
All right, for those of you who cannot see it, I'll explain it to you. Like, he's sitting down on a chair with like an old, whatever, Chevy or something behind him. It's like a 1950 car sick. And he has his bottles that he's always promoting, his Bel Air and whatever other rum he's promoting. And he's just sitting there the whole entire video. So there's not, you know, videos are like 3-4 scenes. It's cut up, whatever. There's girls dancing, people outside, whatever. No, it's just him in a garage with his car. He's sitting down and he's like overly like done up. His beard looks like he has an ounce of Vaseline in it. His hair, yo, this guy new veneers. Somebody in the comments said having veneers with an overbite is nasty work. Hilarious, because I just think because the video was so just close up on his face, it's like I never got that intimate with Rick Ross. I've never seen him up close. He even takes off his glasses. It's like, whoa, who the hell is that? Anyways, I really think this is doing a huge disservice to the song, because I actually love the song. The song is fire. The video sucks. And the fact that you made a video for this diss track, it just dilutes the diss track. Like, it's just showing how much you just did this for attention and to promote your bottles of liquor and to promote his car show. Like, at the bottom of the, like, the little thing that's there, it's like car show June 1st. It's like, oh my gosh. And that's how it was in his stories. Even in his Instagram stories, I was like, okay, Ross, like, you're clearly doing this because you're getting extra views. And he was like, yo, Drake, I hate you. Da-da, buy my liquor. Da-da-da-da, buy my champagne. It's like, yo, anyways, I already talked about it before. Like, we don't want this. We want lyrical warfare, lyrical battles. We want it to be music. We don't want it to be IG stuff. Here and there, a meme, a little joke or whatever. But we want creative art and a battle of like who is the better MC, who can make a damn cheesy video and put near track on DSPs. And I mean, I don't mind that the track's on DSP, okay, fine, but I think the video was a corny move and it makes me not like the song, and I really like that song. All right, in our seventh and final quick story, shout out to YouTube, 19 years old, bam, 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 shout out to YouTube, 19 years ago, yesterday, the first YouTube video was uploaded to the platform. I have a little clip of it. Here it is. I hope YouTube doesn't take it down. If anything is going to be copywritten, it's probably this video. So I'll play a very small clip of it. I'll put the full clip on my Instagram, and also to the whole Rick Ross video. Every video I play, because I can't play the whole thing on YouTube, I'll put them all on my Instagram page for those who want to see it. My Instagram is at Trent Out Loud. Anyways, here is the first YouTube video. For those who can't see it, it's, I don't know who it is. Maybe it's one of the owners or something. And they're in a zoo and he's talking about elephants. Take a listen.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. Except they have really, really, really long trunks.
Obviously, he's trolling. I don't know if they even know about trolling back in 19 years ago. He's like, the thing that is really cool is that they have really long noses and they're elephants. Anyways, shout out, because you know it's my largest platform, YouTube. Honored to be a part of it. I think I started my channel with YouTube in like 2010. Or maybe 2012. I think maybe 2010, even before Instagram. Yeah, we started it for exclusivity. Now, of course, change it over to the Trend Out Loud podcast. But yo, shout out to YouTube. Have to have been on the ride. And I can't wait for next year for the 20th anniversary. Yo, invite me to the party, yo. It's your boy, Trend Out Loud. All right, this brings us to question of the day. What's your take on all the rivalry that is going on in the culture right now? I really like this question because, as you guys can tell, I'm a little unmotivated about the Drake and Kendrick and all the beef. And even yesterday when I talked about like Quavo and Chris Brown, and it's like, yo, it's getting watered down. The Shade Room asked this question. So what do you guys think about all the beef that's going right now in the culture? So they put up a poll and then I'll read some comments to you. So the leading poll, 82% said it's toxic and needs to end, 52%. Friendly competition, 20%. Started with comedians, 21%. So that was Cat Williams. For those of you who don't remember, Cat Williams said, yo, 2024 is going to be the year that everyone's going to be honest and everything's going to be revealed. And then 7% said female rap beef ignited this. Like I said yesterday, Lotto, Nicki, Megan, all of them were going at each other, I think like 2 or 3 months ago, and that was just spilt all over. I'll read you some comments. Somebody said, I still got to work tomorrow. Okay, ha, ha, ha. Somebody said, they need to rival these house prices and eggs being $7.38. Somebody says, are they paying any of my bills? No, so I do not care. Legendary Barry said, my take is that our people are obsessed with drama. No other group of genre or music operates this way, and we're being laughed at. Carry on, though. I agree that no other form of music does this, but that's what's so dope about our music, right? First of all, in the music industry, there's a lot of people that don't like each other. You can't tell me that all country people love each other, all rock and roll bands love each other. But because our art form is lyrical and it's not talking, but it's still rapping, but it's poetry, you can battle somebody for that number one spot. Where rock and roll, like, you can't really, that's just not how the art form is, but that's what is the origins of hip hop. It was MC battling. It actually started from Jamaica. Shout out to Jamaica. But it was sound clashes, right? It's one sound is better than the other. And it's like, instead of pretending like we're not battling for the number one spot because everybody wants to be number one, it's like, yo, let's go head to head. And if you do it like how when Drake and Kendrick actually started, or how we actually thought it was going to start, that it was literally just going to be, yo, stay on wax, keep it lyrical, and go. And like, that's how things used to be, or at least when it stays like that, that's when it's good. Anyways, let me read a few more. Aston Hill 82 said, meanwhile, our kids aren't reading at a grade level. Okay, whatever. We need Jesus. It all started January the 3rd with Cat Williams choosing violence. Told you all that already. Rachel Bassinet 82 wrote, distractions keeps the sheep entertained. Whatever. Like, you don't have something that entertains you. I hate when people say that, oh, the sheep are entertained. You probably watch something, whatever it is, like you watch whatever it is, you know, reality TV, or I hate when people say that, you know, like, oh, sports is just to entertain the sheep. The government just do that to entertain. Like, what are you doing all the time? You're on all the time and you're perfect all the time. You don't use stuff to distract you and take your mind off of things. I hate when people say that. Somebody wrote, we don't care. It's a great attempt at distracting us from something. Oh my gosh. Okay. I can't deal with these conspiracy people. Let me read one last one. Hopefully it's good. The K Reed said, they bugging. This is not the time for us to be distracted and caught up with industry mess. Okay, that's it. I'm not reading anymore. I can't deal with this. I have a second question. Let's move on to that. All right, for our second question of the day, what's a good first date question? Okay, this should be fun. Ryan Davis Comedy said, is somebody stalking you currently? That's funny. Somebody said, baddies are always going to ask how much you make. Tate Audrey said, are you married? Men tend to forget that part of their life occurred. King Meat said, does anybody think they're in a relationship with you? That's hilarious. Does anybody think they're in a relationship with you? Marita said, do you have a relationship with the Lord? Okay. Somebody wrote, are you looking for love or are you looking for help? That's hilarious. Somebody wrote, is there anyone who would be upset about the fact of you being with me? Jeez, man, you all are in some drama. You guys meet some drama people, yo. Princess Diamond said, they be lying where they be answering questions anyway, so it doesn't matter. Facts. Totally agree with that one. Do your own research, people. Somebody wrote, I bought a book. Can you read page one out loud? Yo, that's funny. That's hilarious, actually. Tierra Huge 82 wrote, how many kids do you have, including those that are on the how many including those that are on the way? Yo, you guys kill me, man. This is slowly turning out to be my favorite segment, is reading the comments. It's the best, man. Somebody wrote, have all your relationships been with women? It's hilarious. Okay, somebody wrote an encyclopedia. I'm not reading that. Somebody says, if Johnny has 7 apples, ... Funny. Somebody said, do you mind if I hook you up to this lie detector machine? This is amazing, man. Somebody said, were you born a woman? Does any woman have reason to believe that she's your girlfriend? Hilarious. All right, I'll read a couple more. Honey Real Talk said, are you taking any kind of medication? These people would be crazy out here. Well, that's not nice, man. Some people have to take medication and they deserve love too. Oh, somebody said, take off your hat. Oh, that's hilarious. Woo. Somebody said, when's the last time you were tested and show me the chart? Somebody said, how is your relationship with your parents? It's going to show up every time. That's a good question. I would ask that too. Do you have proof of funds? Are you married? Y'all better ask that. What's your relationship with soap and water? What's your relationship with soap and water? Somebody said, where were you January 6th, 2021, the insurrection? You guys are amazing. Seriously, these are the type of comments that I like, man. Somebody said, do you believe in Jesus? Can you read? This is funny. Are you single? What's your highest level of education? Anyways, yo, I don't even have an answer, man. These are super good. Let's go to break. All right, this brings us to sports news. The NBA has launched an investigation after a video surfaced of Nikola Jokic's older brother, wow, I can't even pronounce his first name, Stahagian Jokic, punching somebody after the Nuggets beat the Lakers. So apparently, Joker's brother got into a fight in the stands. Well, not apparently, because I have actually a video of it. It leaked. Take a look. Yo, this guy is huge, man. I don't know how that guy got up after that punch. All right, that's it for me, man. Thank you very much for tuning in to today's show. I hope you liked it. For those of you who are on the radio, please check me out at any time on demand on YouTube or podcast platforms. Just type in Trent Out Loud. Vice versa, for those of you who check me out on YouTube or podcast platforms, check me out Monday to Friday from 11 to 12 on CFQR600.com and anywhere in the world, any device, just go to the website, click the little button at the top that says Listen Live. Weekdays from 11 to 12, we do play the Trent Out Loud podcast with 90s and 2000s hip hop and R&B. Join me. Check me out. It's a good show. Thank you for hanging with me. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. It's your boy, Trent Out Loud. Peace. For more content, you could subscribe, download, or listen to the Trend Out Loud podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, or you could watch us on YouTube. Just search Trend Out Loud. For showtimes and updates, you could follow us on all social platforms at Trend Out Loud. Go to signupexpert.com/Trent. Once you sign up for all betting apps and get all your bonuses and get all your rewards, go to your app store and download BetStamp and use promo code TOL.